Hang up. Okay, this is going to be year-end tax training, and we're doing this live at our success event tonight. And what we are doing first is setting up our new three-envelope system for the new year. So you can go to unitnet.com, go to the training center or the new consultant training, and click on money management. It is actually in both places on our unitnet.com site. And you will want to print out a purchases tracking sheet and write 2012 at the top of it, because you want to have everything prepared for the new year. So 2012 purchases. Every item that comes from Mary Kay, your starter kit, your inventory orders, everything gets logged onto this sheet. So you have your postmark date of when you ordered it. You have your Section 1 wholesale, and that comes on every sheet that comes in every inventory box with you. There will be a retail dollar amount and a wholesale amount, and you just write it on there. Section 2, that is your sales aid, your supplies, your sensitive applicators for 90 cents, your mascara wands for $1.50, your extra trays for 2 1/4. All of that comes on that sheet that comes in your inventory orders, okay? Everything is printed right on there. It says, woo! Now, it's on that sheet, so right at the top of your IBM printout that comes in every box, you're just going to transfer those numbers onto your purchases envelope. Now, the next one that you will set up for 2012 is your monthly expense tracking sheet. So this will be for 2012. You'll be ready to go. How you work with your expense tracking sheet is every receipt. If you go to Dollar General, Family Dollar, you pick up a cute little tablecloth like the three that you see here. I will use these for a very, very long time, but they are tax deductions, so save your receipt. If you buy cotton balls, save your receipt. Anything, save the receipt. Your cell phone bill, if you go and you get printing done or copies made, save the receipt. If you go and mail out a product to a client, save the receipt. Okay, we all have my theme going, right? Save the receipt. You paperclip it to the outside of the envelope, and once a month, sometime between the 1st and the 5th of the next month, you will go ahead and write down what the totals are. So you might have 4 or 5 postage receipts, total them up, write them in that column, stick the receipts on the inside of the envelope. You might have your cell phone bill. Deduct a portion of it for your Mary Kay business. You can't deduct 100% of it. You can deduct a portion of it for your business. And any other receipts you have through the month, just at the beginning of the next month, write them all down. Stick the receipts on the inside of the envelope, and they're all done for the month. So you just find a systematic place to put the stuff. Okay? So that's your receipt envelope. The third one you're going to write on, you're just going to write income 2012. And it'll be January, and then you put a little dash, and then that envelope gets filled with your weekly accomplishment sheets and your sales receipts. Then you take out a new one, and maybe it'll be April 1st that you need to take out a new envelope. Okay? I have 4 of them. My assistant does them quarterly for me, so I have 4 envelopes, January through March, April through June, etc. So that's how I do that. The last one of the year, on December 31st, has all your totals when you print it out for Mary Kay in Touch. So this is another reason why it's so important to make sure you're getting the weekly accomplishment sheet training online. And Kim has hers right now. She's got them printed out. You are so organized, girl. Okay, but see, you still did them. So you print them out, and you staple the top copy of your sales receipt to that printout. So if you sold 10 receipts, had 10 receipts filled out that week, you'd have 10 of them on there. But you had one person, so you had one on there. Okay? And all the way through. When you get to the very last one on December 31st, it will give you your sales totals on there, your year-to-date sales. How many hours did you invest? How many people did you facial? How many orders have you taken? What was your total retail sales? Okay? So at the end of the year, it's super, super simple. So we've got our three envelopes ready for 2012. Expenses, your purchases, and your income. And you're ready to go for 2012. So now let's talk about what do we need to do to finish out for 2011. and this is going to be the end of the year to-do list. For some people, they like to go and print off the Excel spreadsheet that's on our UnitNet site, and you can take inventory on that. I am very, very simple. I like to just use our current order sheet. And the first thing that you need to do is take a physical count of your inventory. Physically count every Section 1 item you have in stock. Now, for some people who are very detailed in their inventory management, they will count every color and count every color of lipstick. I'm not that detail-oriented, okay? Every lipstick is $13. So guess what? I count all my lipsticks. They are all valued at $13, so if I have 100 lipsticks, they're times $13. I really don't care what colors they are because I know what I need in my inventory. So it's, you know, $1,300 in lipsticks at the end of the year. So what you want to do is you want to value your inventory at retail. The biggest question I get is, what if I have a discontinued product? I write it on a separate sheet of paper. So like I have a yellow legal pad. And when I'm doing inventory for 2011, I will write down any products that are not currently in our line or on our order sheet. And then I write down their price next to them. My mom goes through and totals all that at retail for me, grabs me a total at the bottom of every single sheet that I have so it can be added into my retail count. Okay? So, for example, Michelle Hill told me they're doing Christmas on the 23rd of December. Has nothing to do on December 24th. I said, it's a great day to count your inventory, Michelle. And then anything you sell after that, you're just going to add back in, okay? Because she needed to, or subtracted off her inventory. So you can physically count it in any time you need to, whatever's best for you. Do I count mine in December 31st? No, it's the last working day of the month. And we do a New Year's Eve party here. I will have anywhere between 40 and 60 people at my house on New Year's Eve. So, no, I am not counting my inventory that day. It's within a couple of days of the end of the year. So, bottom line, count your inventory. And then the second thing is to log your end-of-the-year mileage. Now, I have mileage sheets, too, that you can take with you because tracking your mileage is really important. And one thing that the IRS requires is one time during the year, you go get your oil change somewhere where it is documented from somebody. Okay, if I don't have any auto mileage sheets right now, I will get you guys a couple copies before the end of the night. I just see one, my main one there. But what I want to say about that is you need to write down what your ending miles were as of December 31st, 2011. You are a business owner. Every mile you drive for your business is a tax deduction, and it adds a big time throughout the year. So it's huge. Take good track of that. Keep good track of that, and go get your oil changed one time where they physically document the mileage on your receipt. Okay? I have been audited 3 times, and the one time I was audited and they were really questioning my mileage, they would not take my mileage that I had written down. They only took the mileage from my oil changes to calculate how much I had driven in the year. So, that being said, make sure you get it done at least one time a year so they can really physically see that it matches what your mileage is if you were ever audited. One of the times I got audited, the woman looked at me and said, "Do you teach everybody how to do their bookwork like you?" I said, "Yes, I do, ma'am." And she said, "If everybody did their tax work in the bookwork like you teach, I'd be out of a job." She could not believe how detailed I was because my expense envelopes came in like this, and one of mine says travel, and one of them says, you know, Section 2, and whatever, office expense or prizes, because I'm a director, and she could physically audit what was needed out of each envelope. She said, "I've never seen anybody that organized." So you guys are learning a good system here. So, log your year-end mileage and have that. Total your purchases. You take your purchases envelope from 2011, okay, So you purchase this envelope, you're going to go ahead and total up every column, your wholesale amount, your Section 2, and your shipping, and the free product. Okay? We get free product with every 400 wholesale order and above. Mary Kay gives us biz builders now. I am going to check into how the new biz builders affects this because we can use it for Section 1 and Section 2. So I'm not quite sure on that for this year. I will get a better answer to really know how to work with that. Bottom line is total the columns. So you know how much wholesale you ordered for the year, how much did you order in Section 2 supplies, and what were your total shipping charges. On your Section 2 supplies, multiply your total times your local tax rate. Because we have to pay tax on our Section 2 supplies. It would be like you're walking into Dollar General and picking up cotton balls. They're going to charge you tax on that. Your tax is a tax deduction for your business. Okay, the tax you paid on that. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay, so the same thing's true if you're ordering your supplies from Mary Kay and they're coming to you, you have to pay tax on that, so make sure you add that on at the end of the year. We now have a law that says we have to pay tax on shipping charges. Ah, what about the government? All right, you just go ahead and total them up and then add your local tax to your shipping charges, and that will be the total of your shipping for the year. Okay? So pretty straightforward of totaling your purchases envelope. Total your weekly accomplishment sheets, and if you're doing them online, like I said when I showed Kim's there, the last one on December 31st will have your grand total on it. Still super hot, huh? We're having hot chocolate tonight. All right, so total the weekly accomplishment sheets. That's why it's really important to put them on every single week. Mary Kay has that capability out there. We just click on our week ending date, and that's the week we're entering in our sales tickets for. Print it off at the end, staple on the top copies, you are done. You have a trailer for your business. And then total your expense envelope, the categories on your expense envelope, and you're all done. And then start to number your sales receipts again, beginning with the number one for the new calendar year. And I like to do this because I number my sales receipts number one so that I don't lose a sales receipt because I fill them out here. My assistant logs them at her house, so she knows if I'm missing anything. And she can say, Beth, could you check the money bag? Beth, could you check somewhere else where might you have laid it? So that way I always have them in numeric order. The second thing it does is it allows you to beat your best. So if last January you filled out 20 sales receipts, your goal this January is business growth. I'm all about business growth. Even if you have a 10% growth, you need to fill out 22 sales receipts this year. Okay? It also helps you with how much do I sell per ticket. So, Kim, if you took your tickets from the time you began, and do you know how many tickets you filled out so far? Okay. She's going to count how many tickets she has. Because when you know how many tickets you had with how much you've totally sold, you can tell what your average per ticket is then. So the woman who only orders the eyeshadow at the party, you don't get all upset with because you have a different average than $6.50. Okay, how many tickets?
Well, it's 15, but I remember when I did Amanda's, I used one whole ticket for this.
Okay.
And then I have one at home still from the
week. Okie dokie. And your total year-to-date sales are $775. Okay, so 15 tickets into $775 in sales in your short period of time being in Mary Kay. Girlfriend, that's a really good average. What are you averaging, like $45 a ticket there to 50? Oh, 50, over $50 a ticket you sell every time you go out. It's a $50 sale for you. Wow, huh? Is that pretty cool? So you think about that, your average per face. Now, Kim, I'm going to stretch your mind one more dimension here, okay? Just think if you set your goal to put this product on 30 new faces every single month and you're averaging $50 a face, you'd be selling $1,500 of Mary Kay products a month, not including your reorders. Wow. I know, that's pretty exciting, isn't it? And all you have to track is your 30 faces. Put the product on 30 new faces. So engage your friends to help you out with that one. Okay, so number those sales receipts, and you already have the bottom one done. Put together a new tracking envelope for the new year. And we've already got that done, so you guys are already ahead of the game. So you total your inventory, you get a retail count of it, divided by two for the wholesale. You've got your purchases because the person doing your taxes, or if you're online, I have done these online before because I've had to do my daughter's, and she just brings me her envelope. I pull up the screen, and you just go click, 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 and you type the numbers in right off your envelope. I just think it is just so slick to do this stuff, and it's so simple. Do not make your book look difficult, okay? So that's your year-end closing. Grab out a new mileage log chart for the new year so that you can write down your mileage and keep track of it so you get to maximize those expenses for the new year. So any questions for me? Pretty straightforward? Everybody always has questions, and it's okay. You know what? I tell people all the time, money management was my worst. When I joined Mary Kay almost 23 years ago, I took out a loan, I paid it off. But then, you know, you're a wonderful product, you got $500 to $600 a week coming in your door, and all of a sudden, my credit card is maxed out, and I had no product on my shelf, and I'm like, I think the term for that is called embezzlement. I had kind of embezzled all the money out of my business. Now, I would have gone to person any other company for doing that, $700K. So it's like, okay, that didn't work, so let's start over again. And again, I started over to make it work the right way, to learn how to write myself the paycheck, to learn how to reorder the products that have moved off myself. So you guys, I have done it wrong many times. I have failed forward to success, as Mary Kay herself would say. But you know what? I'm still here. And it took me a very long time to grasp the money management concept of writing that paycheck, knowing how to do it. But this company is amazing. So ask as many times as you need to. I remember my friend Linda, I said to her, could you just explain one more time why I need to put my numbers there on the week's accomplishment sheet? And I remember her going, one more time. And she's just such a matter-of-fact woman. And that's just, she understood all this, and I just didn't get it in my little pea brain. And she's like, one more time. And I was like, okay, and I thought, I'm going to do it this time. So if you ask me 50 times, it's okay, I had to ask it many too. So I laughed with a new consultant the other day. I said, but when you ask me the 51st time, so we joked around about that. But that's the end of the year. Count the inventory, total up the sheets, know what your expenses are. All your numbers are right there to begin for the new year. So, yay.